Hey, good morning show. We're there, and I want to welcome Gemma and Nina to the studio from Extreme Zero Waste. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Gemma's so organized. She's got a list of things for me to talk about. I didn't have to write my own notes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Which is good. and the first thing you want to talk about was that Recycle Week was last week. And my question just off the air now was, why are we talking about it this week if it was last week?
Because Recycling Week is every week.
Because, yes, we're always recycling every week. And last week was a pretty busy week, actually.
Yeah. Last week was Arts Week. It was so busy in town. It was cool to see the town alive, but
I wouldn't have had room for an interview anyway.
No,
I had many artists and musicians
to talk about recycling. And it's exciting for us. It's exciting if you do it good, but we're saving the exciting Recycle Week content for this week.
Okay.
Yes.
So what is this is a nationwide thing now, is it?
Yeah. So it's run by Reclaim, who they're one of the companies that collect our recycling from Extreme once we've bailed all the materials up. The message this year was really trying to go back to basics on what you can actually put at the curbside. We've talked quite a bit about the standardisation this year, which is, it's the same materials that are being collected at the curbside all across NZ. So they're really trying to push that message of what those materials are and only putting them at the curbside.
Yeah. So what are those? Tell us, Gemma.
Plastic. One.
Yeah.
Two. Five.
Yes.
Yeah, you probably can't see, you can't see on air, but we try to do the thumbs up, number one.
Yeah.
Peace sign, number two, plastics. High five, number five, plastics.
Okay.
Everything else is a thumbs down in terms of plastics.
Right, and in terms of the curbside collection.
Yes.
Because we know there's been this issue with the fact that Extreme Zero Waste has always tried to extend what can be recycled beyond what the commercial organisations are doing and other councils are doing. And there are still a few things that you will recycle but you don't put them in the curbside collection anymore.
We're collecting aerosol cans and soft plastics in the curbside collection, up until maybe about 2 or 3 months ago. So we still take those products up on site, but no longer take them through the curbside collection.
Okay, and that's because the nationwide standardisation seems to be a fairly serious thing.
Yes. We had a bit of water to audit on us, and we're told we couldn't collect those anymore, which is fine. So we can still take them on site, which is really awesome. So there's still an avenue to recycle those products.
Okay. It seems mad to me, but you guys are determined to be polite about this. So we're not going to. But the community, so many people in the community want to recycle stuff. I'm sure that they will be taking those things up. Yeah, so that's the aerosol cans and
Soft plastics.
And aluminium foil or baking trays or cat food tins.
Yeah.
Cat food tins.
Like if you buy those fancy cat food tins, they're not a hard steel. They're kind of soft. But that's only if you have a really bougie cat. So for all the bougie cats out there.
We don't have a bougie cat. What is this? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a tin of Whiskers. It's they're kind of a... what you'd have, the same kind of material as a Sara Lee pie dish.
So it's a... sort of hard foil. Thicker foil.
Yeah. So bring them up to site. Collect all your cat's fancy meal dishes and bring them up to site.
Okay, cool. All right. What else do you want to say about Recycle Week?
We had a real cool comment online. We were just sharing throughout the week some of the videos that were created last year by Sarah and Sean and Caleb.
Yeah.
And so it's inside the processing room looking at the different materials being plastic, glass, aluminium, tin and paper and cardboard. So those are all the materials we're collecting at the curbside. And so there's some videos on our Instagram and Facebook that you can see just giving some more tips as to how to recycle them properly. But we had someone commenting on them being how do I get my steel tins, my tomato cans, that flat to put out to the curbside. And someone in the community was like, if you use a can opener at both ends of the tin and then push the lids in and squish it flat, you get a perfectly flat tin. I'm not doing that at home, but shout out to the people who are going that extra mile.
Well, if you've got
to
a lot
of wash and squash.
Yeah. I mean, when the tins get sorted at Extreme, though, then they go into a compactor, and Is that right?
And yeah, the main thing is we just want them clean. We don't want your tomato can or your spaghetti still crusted inside. But if you have gotten like some capacity to kind of squish the lid in and like make it flatter, but like shout out to people who are going the extra mile.
Especially with the lids as well, because the lids are so sharp. So you can imagine if the guys are picking up, I don't know, crates and crates of tins with the lids sticking out of the cans, they can actually cut them quite badly. So if when people take their lids off the cans, if they could just put them inside the cans and then squish the cans down so the lids stay intact within the cans.
So when I use the thing on the tin, the tin opener,
I
just leave like a centimetre attached.
Perfect. Yep, perfect.
And then you just fold it in.
Squish it together and then that means that the guys won't get cut hands from picking up the tins and sorting the tins on the collection run.
This is a... The guy's safety is like, that's part of your job, isn't it?
That's one of my main things in my job, yes, to make sure they're nice and safe. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So, folks, you can take care of the boys in town who are on the back of the truck. Look after them.
One tin at a time.
One tin at a time. Yeah.
One glass bottle at a time as well.
But if you haven't cut all the tops and bottoms off, the machine eventually will get to the machine, which will be able to crush them
because it's
very strong.
Yes.
Okay. Was that all for Recycle Week?
Yeah, so that was Recycling Week, just all those materials that we can be collecting at the curbside. And then we've just had the lids and caps recycling scheme launch, which is separate from curbside recycling.
Okay. So, but people for ages, people have been saying, what do I do with my lids and my caps? And you're saying, well, don't leave them on the bottle because then the guys have to unscrew them.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes time. I've actually watched I've watched them at work, and it really slows them down when they get a bottle because they're very fast, and then they find a bottle with a lid on it, and they have to spend a few seconds, and in that time they would have sorted about 10 different things.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you can visualize it, like anything we put out at the curbside, or that is put in the business collection, or from the rural depots, it all comes back up to site for extreme in like big bins, and it's emptied onto a conveyor belt, like particularly for plastics and like aluminium and tins. It all goes along a conveyor belt, and then the team are like hand sorting, and we've got big fadges, so imagine they're in front of you, so it's moving along a conveyor belt, you're like throwing it in, it's like a, you know, it's like it moves really fast, so they're just glancing at the materials moving along really fast and sorting them into the right categories. And so like you just don't have time, like the team wouldn't be able to get through the amount of waste that, well, the recycling that the town generates by taking all of those lids off. Yeah, I think that's, we get asked that a bit, like, oh, well, like, why couldn't you just sort that up at extreme? And it's like, there's just such big amounts of recycling that comes up onto site that we're set up to move through those really efficiently. So that's why we ask the lids to come off before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will remind listeners who don't know that Extreme is a non-profit organisation.
That's right.
So they're not getting you to do work for free. We as a community are making sure the recycling is happening properly.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's a perspective. Okay. What's the new scheme? Like, what can we do with lids and caps that people have been asking for a long time?
Yeah. So this came out from the packaging forum. So it's basically like companies that are producing our plastic packaging. So it's really great. They're taking responsibility, being like, hey, we're designing these products and they need to be able to be recycled.
Yeah.
So it's similar to the soft plastic recycling scheme. Like, it's not collected at the curbside, but if you make a collection and you take it to some supermarkets, then they collect it there and then take it off to be recycled. So any lids, like milk bottle lids, any plastic lids, like Marmite lids, mayonnaise lids, pump bottle lids, any like plastic lids, except for the like coffee cup lids or squeezy hand bottle soap ones, just make a collection of them at home, and you can bring them into the Whangaroa Environment Centre, which is just opposite us here at the radio.
In the town hall?
Yeah, in the town hall on Bow Street, or you can bring them up to site to the recycling wall, and there's a big blue bin in the middle of the recycling wall, and you put them all in there. And the same with metal lids, so any of your beer bottle lids, any of your like glass jam jar or peanut butter lids.
So it doesn't matter if it's plastic or metal?
Plastic and metal can be recycled through this scheme, just not at the curbside.
which is really awesome. So if you leave your lids in your curbside bin, you might find that when the guys empty out the curbside bin, they'll leave the lids behind and they end up getting scattered around the lawn a wee bit. So it's a really good way to avoid your lids being left behind and on the curbside.
So they've been told not to collect the lids.
Yes, that's right, not on the curbside. So their lids get left behind. If they're in the bottom of the curbside crate, yep, they'll be left behind. So the residents will come and empty their crate out and it'll be full of lids. So it's a really good way they can actually collect them all together and dispose of them and to be recycled apart, yeah, instead of leaving them in their curbside crate.
I know there was a problem with the lids falling out of the plastic bales that were put together afterwards anyway because they're so little.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they can't be baled. Yeah.
See, so I've been listening.
Yeah. You're a lid expert now. Yeah. They're too small to make it through the curbside recycling properly, you know, and to make it all the way through that to then actually be recycled.
Yeah.
So you're just being too hopeful if you're putting something that small in there. Mm. It's generally something the size of like a yogurt, one of those 6-pack yogurt bottles that'll make it through successfully.
Yeah,
And the way they're collected on the back of the truck as well, they'll end up just being scattered. So it's for the residents to collect the lids themselves. It really helps us minimising how much waste is left behind out there after the curbside collection.
Mm. You mentioned the little yogurt bottle. Are they actually the right plastic number?
They're probably number 6, which is no. Mm, so still, we don't want those. Mm. Yeah. Some companies are making the transition. Like, I forget what brand it is, but you know, if you're getting like cream cheese or sour cream in those white kind of squishy punnets, some of them are still a plastic that I think it's a 4. It's either a 4 or 6 that can't be recycled, but then some of the companies have made the transition to putting them into plastic number 5s, which can be recycled. Yeah. So it's worth, like, if you're in the supermarket or check under the thing and see. It's those number 5s that can be.
Okay. Alrighty.
Yeah.
And so have we covered lids and caps? I guess the main thing is take your lids and caps to Extreme or the Environment Centre here in the Town Hall.
People have been asking for ages to how they can be recycled. So it's amazing that there's a scheme now to be able to recycle them all. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And one day, do you hope there'll be somehow the curbside collection, there'll be a system? Someone will come up with a system?
That'd be wonderful, just to be able to pop it into. And if it was part of the curbside standardisation, then we could do it. So if that came around the next time the standardisation happened, that'd be amazing.
Oh, they're stopping you guys from experimenting and coming up with new ways, which has always been Extreme's always been at the forefront. And you know, now this community's always been at the forefront, and other communities have learned from us. And now there's, I mean, I get why they need standardisation for the rest of the country, but Raglan should have an exemption to do more.
Oh yes, well, for lots of things, really, Aaron.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just my thoughts on it. So do you want to talk about what's happening this summer?
Yeah. So I just wanted to talk about some hot summer tips out there for the curbside collection. We've got 3 different trucks that go around to pick up the recycling and the landfill. I just wanted to have a shout out to the community just to watch out for those trucks on the road. All the trucks have got beacons and pass with care signs on the back of the trucks. We've had lots of accounts of cars overtaking those trucks dangerously. And that actually puts not only the residents themselves but also the team in danger. So just be very careful when you're passing those trucks on the road. And obviously during the busy summer months, it's going to be, Raglan gets full to the brim. So just be wary of the guys out there running around. They get really hot and they've got lots of recycling to collect. So if you could just keep an eye on the weight of your prepaid bags. So your prepaid bags are not supposed to be more than 15 kgs. And also if you're using green prepaid bags, which is your 30-litre bags, which is awesome because it means you're reducing your landfill. But just note that those bags are quite hard for the team to see if they're sitting on a green lawn. So they do often get missed by accident.
Oh, really?
By the crew, yes. So if you could put those bags somewhere that is quite visible, maybe onto a different colour object, which is not green. I'm not too sure how that would work, but just
I was thinking on top of the recycling crate, but then who comes around first?
It really depends. I've got different routes each time. So
I know the rubbish truck usually is faster because it's got less and less
Well, the rubbish truck does the business waste collection as well now, which is getting heavier and heavier in load. So it all depends on how the routes are going.
So
don't rely on putting it on your crates. It might be removed from your crate and then put onto the green grass. So if you just put that somewhere visible for the team, would be really awesome. And if you live somewhere like in a cul-de-sac, just be wary that we've got trucks and trailers coming around those cul-de-sacs to collect your recycling. So ensuring that your recycling crates are visible and not stuck behind cars that the guys can't see. But also just be aware that the truck needs to come around and either do a turnaround in that area or back down that cul-de-sac. So just have a think about the collection crew on those collection days coming down to those really busy areas would be great.
Okay, and I want to ask you about something that we didn't plan to talk about, but this is an issue that came up when, like, you and Nikki and Sally were talking at the community board, and the question was asked about the bins in summer, like at Papahua and mm-hmm. on the domain there,
mm-hmm.
and I remember you saying that, like, the guys can come back and within an hour and the bins are already full because there's so many people there, and then there was talk on the community board about maybe we go to a system where people actually just are expected to take their rubbish home with them. I don't suppose anyone's actually done any... there's been no movement politically on that at all, has there?
Not yet, no. There is talk about a little bin standardisation across the country, but that hasn't happened yet. So I think what people need to be wary of, especially in those really congested areas like Papahua, that's really hard for the guys to actually get in and clear those bins out because it's so congested. So we've got a bit of a project happening there over the summer months of doing a food waste collection pilot in that space with some funding from Waikato District Council.
Okay, cool.
So really looking forward to how that will roll out over that period and how much that will reduce the amount of landfill coming through from Papahua.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool to know. Anything else? What next? I've got this list.
I think we might just want to have a shout out to the rural community and just remind the rural residents that the road end, so some of the rural residents have got road end collection points for their prepaid bags, and those collection points are for prepaid bag only, not for fridges or washing machines,
carcasses
or mattresses.
Sorry, what? Carcasses? Has someone left a carcass?
Yeah, we don't want your carcass, car tyres.
Yes,
yeah.
There's been a massive increase in illegal dumping around Raglan recently.
How recently?
Oh, well, I mean, it goes up and down, but over the past couple of months, it's really, really increased a lot. So that means that our guys are out there picking up some really quite horrific objects from the side of the road. So if people
they're not equipped to pick up decaying animals.
No, and it's also a health hazard for them as well. That's not part of their job. So if we could just remember that Te Uku has got a prepaid bag drop-off space, and that's just for prepaid bags. The Te Mata Rural Depot is only for the Te Mata residents, and it's only for recycling. That's actually not a prepaid bag collection point.
Okay.
If you do live in the Te Mata or Aokere Road area, we do a Monday prepaid bag curbside collection run around that area, so they're welcome to, any residents in those areas are welcome to contact Extreme and we can talk them through what we do there, so that takes care of their prepaid bags from
so
the area.
Te Mata is like a little township and then it has a rural surrounding area,
so we go as far as up Te Mata Road as far as the Te Mata village, so as far as the school, and then come back down the other side.
Okay.
So we're collecting on the curbside on Monday mornings from that area, so there's no need to take your prepaid bag to the Te Mata drop off.
Okay. And I know there's been a lot of debate about what's happening and what's going to happen at Te Uku.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I saw from council was I think they were sort of asking a question about it in their long term plan pre-engagement.
Yes.
Which means they obviously want to find a financial, like, because it's financially it's not working with all the illegal dumping.
Yes.
They were trying to find a solution to that, this long-term plan.
Yes, and just a reminder that we actually service Te Uku 5 days a week. We used to go out there 3 days a week, but we're doing 5 days a week, and that's still not keeping up with the demand on that space. So that Te Uku drop-off centre is only for the Te Uku Waitatuna kind of residents in that area, not for people from Raglan. So people from Raglan have got a curbside collection. So if they could just use the curbside collection for their collection and not take their stuff to Te Uku, it would really reduce the amount of volume that comes through from those containers. And if the containers are full, if people could wait until the next day when they've been emptied to take their recycling down, because some of the times the guys go there on a Monday morning and it's, there's just piles and piles and piles of recycling outside the container, as well as the container being full. So it's really, it's got a heavy, heavy usage in that space.
Yeah. And reiterate, there's work being done behind the scenes to try to sort that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's. I imagine after the weekend, there's a lot of people from Hamilton and out of town. And we know that people from Hamilton use it.
Yeah, so it's real cool when we see folks, like if you're using the service, like just give a,
a little nudge.
Give a nudge, hey, just where are you from?
Do the right
thing. You're from Hamilton, you know, like take your waste and take your recycling back home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also, it's not a drop-off for mattresses or carcasses or fridges or TVs as well. So,
there's some special stuff going on out there.
Yeah, we've got such good people, we have awesome people. They share online on the notice board. Like, some people are out there. They're trying to use, particularly Tūku. They're trying to keep it clean. Like, there's lots of our residents who want to keep using it and want it to be clean when they pull up there to do their recycling. So, it's just a shame when, like, the service could work real well, you know, for the residents out there, but we've just got to try.
And just keep it in mind that there's people that need to go and clean up that mess. So if there's a, you know, if you're making a mess, there are people who need to go and actually clean that up. So it doesn't just go away. It takes work to clean up and keep clean. So
just be conscious of other people. Ultimately, somebody's rates is paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure who's paying for the extra at the moment, but probably all of us. All right, hey folks, I've been talking to Gemma and Nina from Extreme Zero Waste. Thank you for coming in.
Cool. Thanks, Aaron.
And any last thoughts you want to remind people, maybe that remind us about the lids and caps scheme that's arrived?
We'd love to do a 30-second plug for our business evening, which is coming up next week on the 7th of November. So next Thursday, 6 till 7:30 p.m., all of our local businesses, you're all welcome up to site.
Yeah.
We are just celebrating making it through a year since our business app collection was set up. And we launched it right before summer last year. So we're just really grateful for all of our local businesses, like navigating through the busy summer period and then like getting through this year with us while we've streamlined all the collections. Mm-hmm. But even if you're not signed up with on the business collections hub with us, you're still welcome up to site. It's going to be a site tour, looking in the processing room. We'll have some refreshments. Just giving thanks before we move into the busy summer period.
And a bit of a behind-the-scenes look at where your recycling goes and how we process it all as well, which will help giving a bit of a holistic view of how to manage your waste in the businesses. So we're hoping that people get a bit more understanding of how we work behind the scenes too.
Okay, cool. Thanks for coming in, guys.